You've heard me say many times that one of the cruelest tricks we play on our children is that we make them believe that they are the center of the universe. That's how much we love them. We make them think that they are the most important person on the face of the earth, and we spoil them as best we can. The cruel trick, of course, we play on them is that when they get to be about two, we have to teach them the other half of the lesson. And that is that they are not the center of the universe, okay? And that they have to share with everybody else who at one point in time was also the center of the universe. You probably know that better than anybody about now, huh? Yeah, you have to share, don't you? Yeah, all right? And that's what happens when you wind up with a little sister, is you wind up learning how to share. And you guys have to learn to share with little brothers. Yes, it's exactly the way all that stuff works. Okay? It is the reality of life that we are called upon to share. That, my friends, is what our Feast of the Epiphany is all about. It's about sharing. It's about sharing Jesus. It's about sharing our ownership of Jesus. You see, probably it would be a nasty trick if I tried to convince all the Catholics in the world that they don't have a corner on the market of who Jesus is and how to follow him either. Right now, what I just said sounds like heresy to some of your ears. But the reality is, we don't have a market and a corner on Jesus. Jesus is going to reveal himself to whoever he wants to reveal himself, and he's going to call everybody who wants to belong to him. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't continue in our good Catholic ways. That's all fine and good. After all, why else will we be baptizing her this evening? But what I am saying to you is that we have to learn how to realize that we don't have a corner on Jesus. And that our job, even from the earliest days that our scriptures were written, were to share them with the rest of the world. That's what our scriptures are about tonight. That's what Epiphany is about tonight. That's why in so many other areas of the world, the Epiphany is really the bigger celebration, even more so than Christmas. Because it's on Epiphany that Jesus is not just shown as belonging to our Jewish ancestors in the faith, but Jesus is now seen as a light for the whole world. Our scriptures bear that out this evening. All the people who walked in darkness now see a great light. Okay? And that they're all going to come. They're all going to come streaming so that they can see the light. Where do you think those wise guys, those magi, come from? They come from all those different places, symbolically, to represent everybody coming to look and to see and to notice Jesus as he's born. By the way, do you like the frankincense and myrrh that's burning right now? That's the combination of the two, frankincense and myrrh. You gotta love it, okay? There's some symbolism there, all right? But when we look at what they bring and we look at what they represent, they are everybody coming to share Jesus, not just us. And so often we want to keep him to ourselves. So often we want to say, wait a minute, he's ours. You're not supposed to worship him in some different way. Well, guess what? People are going to do that anyway. If they don't like the way we're doing it, well, they're going to find some other way to do it. But Jesus is the light for the world, not just for us. But the light for the world. We stop and we see in that reading from Paul. Paul was saying something earth-shattering to his Jewish brothers and sisters who were listening to him at that time. And they didn't much like it when he said, we're now co-heirs with the Gentiles. And they're like, wait a minute, we're the chosen people. And he's like, yes, like I said, we're co-heirs now to Jesus with the Gentiles. And they're all going, wait a minute, how can we be co-heirs? We're the chosen people. And he's like, yeah, well, you might have been the chosen people, but guess what? We're co-heirs with everybody else to Jesus. We're co-heirs now with everybody else to Jesus. Anybody who wants to follow Jesus can. Anybody who wants to follow Jesus should. Of course, in the gospel, we have that story. And again, as they all come, who's the one, notice in the story, who's the one who wants to do the child harm? But Herod, the king of the Jews, the chosen people. It's no mistake the story is written that way. We're supposed to notice these things about ourselves. What we're being told is, beware your dark side. Beware your opportunities to want to just make this just about you. The story's written that way. We hear the mean and the evil music in the background while Herod's going like this, you know, wanting to harm the child. That's us. And who's coming to do him homage? But those strangers from the east, those people who are practicing astrology, looking at the stars. Do you realize the immediate sentence was supposed to be death? For anybody who was looking at the stars and trying to figure it out? But look who's actually proclaiming the life of the newborn king. But these astrologers, while we, the chosen people, are trying to look for a way to do the child in. We wouldn't even go down the road a few miles to see the newborn king. And yet these other people came from halfway around the world to see the newborn king. All I'm saying is, we need to learn how to have bigger hearts. We need to learn how to love a little bit better. And we need to learn how to share Jesus a little bit better. And that's what we celebrate tonight. We celebrate the fact that you guys are now charged with the responsibility of sharing Jesus with her. She's going to come to believe it because you believe. If you don't believe it very well, she's not going to believe it very well. It's just that simple. But I hope that she believes it, and I hope you do your job in such a way, and that we all help you in such a way, that she's going to grow up believing that she's loved, not just by you, but by God. That's what we believe. That's why we're here. I just hope that we never want to strangle the life out of that mystery by trying to keep it just to ourselves. Because it's not just about us. The mystery's never been just about us. We've got to learn how to share that love that we receive. One of the greatest lessons I learned in my life was we all need love. We all need it poured upon us. We all need the Lord. We all need it. And we should take and use whatever we need from the Lord. And then once we've taken what we need, then we need to pass the rest on to somebody else. Because there is where the true joy of living in Christ is. Not that we try to keep him to ourselves, but that we share who he is. And so today, we with great joy give her a new life in Christ. And we say, let's continue to share what God gives us, that joy, that laughter, all of those good things that God continues to shower upon us. Let's continue to share them with the world. And let's continue to remember that every time we try to claim or just capture Jesus just for ourselves, we're going to fail miserably. But if we learn how to share the joy that is ours because we have that life in Christ, then more will come to believe and all will know the joy of the light of the world.